Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history. Today in Bajan History, 10th January, 1945. Meningitis outbreak. On this day, 10th January 1945, the island was plunged into panic mode when the chief medical officer, D.H. Weatherhead, announced the outbreak of cerebrospinal meningitis, forcing the country to initiate a lockdown. According to the Barbados Annual Review, the commissioners of health held an emergency meeting, and 3 days later, a broadcast was made to residents and visitors concerning the precautions to be taken to control the spread of the disease, which occurred when the membranes of the brain and spinal cord became infected. Persons were advised to seek medical attention early if they thought they had contracted the disease. There was advice to get a lot of fresh air and sunshine, and when at home, keep your windows open even during the night. Children were said to be particularly vulnerable, and persons were advised not to kiss children on their mouths. The populace was encouraged to, quote, eat plenty nourishing food, unquote, along with at least 8 hours sleep. And with all infectious diseases, the medical officer advised persons to avoid crowds, especially in poorly ventilated buildings. With the disease spreading, the General Board of Health held an emergency meeting and announced that lockdown measures would be initiated to contain the spread. These included the closure of all places of entertainment and all schools. Churches were allowed to open for worship, but only during the midday hour. Even the monthly distribution of rice and kerosene coupons were halted. According to Elaine Hunt, the disease arrived into Barbados when 1,507 Barbadian laborers returned from the USA, which was also suffering from the disease. No notification was received from the US, but on confirmation, the affected persons were isolated at Pelican Island. Hunt tells us that the disease had reached epidemic proportions with a 15% mortality rate. On a brighter note, children, according to Hunt, had coined a song on the disease. The words go like this. Cerebrospinal meningitis. Drink more Edo soup. Piece of yams and 2 fried eggs break the meningitis legs. The situation was eventually brought under control by March, but the announcement of a deadly disease in Barbados on this day, 10th January, certainly caused much death, distress, and consternation.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.